I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. French oil refineries reopened following days of unrest in protest of the government's forced pension reforms. This unrest is creating uncertainty, says President of Avant Ministries, Jack Elwood.
With some of the government changing rules about retirement, there's a new audio tape from Osama bin Laden threatening France for their involvement in Afghanistan. This instability, both religiously and politically, is actually a great opportunity for the gospel.
Elwood says funding and missionaries are needed to meet this growing opportunity in a challenging part of the world. Next, when the scriptures came to the Mizo people of Northeast India 112 years ago, literacy came with them. But people needed a more complex tool for a more complex world. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says they just celebrated the dedication of the first Mizo English parallel New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs.
Today's young people are anxious and eager to learn English in order to do well in their studies in schools and then to get ahead. We believe this parallel New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs will be used of God to cause revival of the reading of God's Word.
And Christians in the United States are coming together to reach Muslims for Christ. The Crescent Project recently held their Oasis Conference and taught how to preach the gospel in a way that connects with Muslims. Hundreds of Christians came together and were able to gain practical knowledge and resources. Churches are now applying their newfound knowledge in their ministry today. In fact, one church plans to start their Bridges program. Read more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the book God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. It's a true life thriller that will inspire you to reach out to the persecuted church. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God's Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.